Testing.
Hello.
1, 2, 3.
Can you guys hear me?
Is this better?
I still need to record. My mic on?
Nope. Hit that button.
Hold on, my kids need me.
Testing. Testing.
I don't think I'm recording.
I forgot to grab a Dr. Pepper.
I'm Nick.
I'm Katie.
And I'm Emily.
And we don't claim to be experts. Two, one, record.
All right.
I can record this time. My SD card is in the system. Apparently, you need to have a way to capture this audio. It doesn't just go anywhere.
That's fair. It's weird. Why wouldn't?
Oh, it's all in the cloud.
Well, good morning.
What's going on?
Emily can hear me.
This is earlier than usual.
It is earlier.
Just kidding, this is like the same time.
It was really hard to get out of bed today. It's probably because I stayed up to like 2:30.
My eyes look like crap. I look like I'm... Hey, Ella! She's being a little shit today, guys. We'll have to bleep that. She was fighting Indy.
Now she's trying to go outside.
Ella, you can't go outside.
Oh, it was this for me. What are you doing, Ella?
Those are her little baby spots.
Her puppy bumps.
Puppy bumps.
That's what I call them on Daisy.
Oh, Ella, she loves that so much.
She has a hard time. I do this new thing now where I pat the top of her butt, and she'll bury her head into my carpet. See that?
That's cute.
She's having a rough morning.
That's Ellie's favorite place to be scratched. Fun fact is her butt. Like the sides of her
butt. Above the butt.
That's Dex, too.
Mater loves like right behind his ears. He'll fall asleep every time I do that.
You guys, I'm going to close the damn door.
Ella? Ella? Hey, Ella. Can you hear her when she does that?
No.
Like when she gets picked up. She lays out, lets out this hole.
Cats freak me out when you pick them up, how they're just like noodles.
Yeah.
I don't know why it's freaky.
Feels like there's no bones in there.
I don't like it.
Where are there no bones?
When you pick up a cat?
The cat.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I've never...
It feels like there's no
I've
bones.
I thought of describing it that way. Skeletonless.
Yeah.
Oh, who's coming in? Oh, it's Dee Dee Bug.
Dee Dee Bug?
Yeah.
Is this a new dog?
That's what Finley called her. When she like was learning how to talk, it was so cute. She couldn't.
Daisy Bug.
She couldn't say very many things, but she knew that that was Daisy Bug. So she's like, "Oh, Dee Dee Bud."
Oh, that's cute.
That's why I call her that.
Can I just say how much I love that Zoe wants to be called Pickle?
No, it's funny.
No, you can't, Kate. No, please.
It was so cute.
That kid. So she has. Asked for, so she wasn't feeling good last night because we got vaccinated yesterday, and so she's like, "Daddy, carry me to bed." And so, she was on the front of Daddy, and then Finley was on the back of Daddy, and then with you know they're walking up to their bedroom, and then Zoe's like, "Full speed ahead." It's just funny the things
That's
she
cute.
Says. I don't know. Daddy, carry me to bed.
I gotta go get some vaccines.
Yeah.
I too need to get vaccinated. Both for is the flu shot still around, or have I missed that?
Yeah, it's prime time for flu shot.
Okay,
the flu shot makes my teeth hurt. Mm. Do you guys have that experience?
I've had that when I have COVID, but not from being vaccinated. And I'm surprised.
Yeah, I had that when I got my flu shot this year.
So it's kind of interesting too, because like me and Katie have talked about how when we've had COVID, our kidneys hurt.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
really weird. And so I just had COVID in August, and I think I'm the only one of my little family that had COVID because nobody else showed symptoms. And that was like my first sign was that I had back pain. But it's interesting because when I got vaccinated yesterday, I've been fine. I wonder if it's just because it's like similar to the... You know, the most recent strain that I had.
Oh.
I don't know. It was kind of interesting because every other time I've gotten vaccinated, I'll have like either my skin will tingle or I'll have back pain or, you know, but those are all things that I get when I have COVID symptoms. Mm-hmm. So they're not like a reaction to the vaccine. They're just like how my body shows COVID. So anyway, but this has been a good time getting vaccinated. I don't feel anything. That's so good. That's good.
And it's like a whole new shot, right? It's like not a booster. It's a whole re-up.
That's what they said. We got the Pfizer. Because Zoe, you know, just life happened and she never got the second shot. And so I was asking them, I was like, so does she need to get a follow-up shot to be fully vaccinated?
Mm-hmm.
And they just said it's just like taking the place. It's like a flu shot, kind of. I don't know, though. But then I found literature that said that she should get a second shot. So I don't know. I got to ask her doctor. Just double check. So I don't have an answer. I'm sorry. That was not helpful.
I have to.
It's okay.
I have to get all
Katie,
of
Katie, did you? Get, do you know if it's a booster? I'll just move on
with
to the next
the transplant
one.
Prep stuff, I have to get all the immunizations again. Like, all of the ones that it's time for me to get again. And one of them.
Oh, yeah.
Emily, do you remember when we got the HPV vaccine when we were teenagers?
Yeah.
Mom doesn't have a record of it, and it's not in the
States.
Yeah. And so, I have to get that again.
Oh. Hmm. Yeah, I don't remember ever seeing a... anything, you know. But I remember being very tired after I got that shot.
Yeah.
It's probably been, I was probably 17.
Yeah, I think I was still in middle school.
Maybe 17 years ago-ish. that's crazy.
That was the first vaccine that I learned I wasn't scared of shots.
Yeah.
Anyways, welcome to the podcast about shots.
Speaking of shots, I'm going to take a shot at this. Which, I was thinking about this because, you know.
The king of segues.
Matthew Perry, RIP, passed away. Do you guys have a celebrity death that really impacted you? Have we already talked about this?
No. We haven't.
No.
Okay. I'm not an expert at remembering what we've talked about, too. So I'm trying to think. Do you guys have any?
Robin Williams. That's the most recent one.
Heath Ledger made me, like, really sad just because he had, you know, like, a young child. And then also...
Oh, yeah.
Paul Walker.
I think Chester from Linkin Park would be mine. Yeah. That's
the same thing. It's just like
sad.
Yeah, it's just you think these people
shocking
have so much, but you never know what's going on.
Yeah, is there, you know, like obviously Matthew Perry, he, you know, I believe they think so far that it was an accident, or that's like what they've been releasing.
They're waiting on toxicology in case he had something. They couldn't.
Yeah, the pre-screen, they couldn't find anything.
I think they performed toxicology.
They did, but they haven't found. So they're doing like a more in-depth one.
Well,
so they're worried about like a an unknown substance.
Whoa, gotcha. But it's like Matthew Perry, older guy. I don't know how old. How old is he? Would you say? 50s?
Maybe.
Alexa, how old was Matthew Perry?
Matthew Perry died on October 28th, 2023, at the age of 54.
54. Thanks, Alexa.
I'm 54. Wow. you know, like, it doesn't change anything of the tragedy, but... Mm-hmm. He had a good life, right? You know, I don't think he was really working much, though.
Yeah, he didn't need to.
Compared to, like, younger people.
It's true.
Right? Thanks to Ross, yeah. Apparently. Did you know that?
We learned quite a bit from the most recent. In fact, did you see the thing? I mean, we've seen so much just because it was such a death that I think impacted so many people. Michael J. Fox said that as soon as Matthew Perry, you know, knew he was going to be a millionaire every week for the rest of his life or whatever, he made a substantial donation to Michael J. Fox's foundation, which is cool.
Oh,
wow. Can I tell you guys about what happened to me this week?
Please do.
So I'm just working away and I get a Facebook message from somebody I was in the MTC with. And I'm like, strange. Her and I talk every once in a while. So it's not like crazy out of the ordinary. But what was weird is she asked if I could be like somebody to like help her recover her account on Facebook. Have you seen those? You can add friends that can help you recover your account. And then I was like, yeah, sure. Like, I totally get it. Whatever. And then she said, can I borrow $100? And I'm like, all right.
This is the segue.
Right? She's like, yeah, I can pay you back tomorrow. No big deal. And I'm like, okay, what Venmo should I send it to? Send me this Venmo with like this name I've never even heard before. And I was like, hey, how do you know this person? Like, I just want to make sure this isn't a scam. And they responded with, not a scam, trusted person.
Seems legit.
So have you gotten your bucks back yet? Or
I never sent it. But I messaged her on Instagram and I was like, hey, I got a message from you asking to borrow some money. I just want to know if this is you. And it took her like an hour to respond. And she's like, no, it's not me. Will you report it? And so, of course, I had a hyper fixate on it.
It was a different Facebook account or it was from her account?
It was from her account.
You don't get your Instagram messages through Messenger, so you could message someone separately. You know what I'm saying?
And so I got on Venmo, and I saw, like, this whole scam on Venmo.
From the account?
Where they would, like, yeah, well, they would, as soon as somebody would Venmo this person, they would Venmo it to the next person, then they would Venmo it immediately to the next person. It was just nuts.
You gotta hide your transactions if you're gonna scam people.
Well, you can still hide them. You can see who you pay, though.
Oh.
So even if your transaction's hidden, you can still see who you pay.
Can you guys see who I pay?
I don't think so.
I don't know. I never looked.
Because I've hidden mine.
And I reported all of the Venmos and her Facebook.
Narc.
But yeah, that was
just kidding. Let
I mean,
let them make some money, Katie. Okay.
But how awful would that be if that was like your last $100, expecting them to pay you back the next day?
Yeah, they must not be private, because I just looked Emily up, and since hers is private, I can't see it. That's hilarious. If you're gonna scam people, make sure you're private.
Yeah, like
rule number one, guys. That's where they teach in scam school.
Yeah, that's what today's episode's about. Number two. Moving on.
Number two. Man.
That's bananas.
I've never been in a situation like that, I don't think. I could be wrong. But, you know, I'll just, like, see a message come from somebody random, and I'm like, eh, this is weird. I'm not gonna... I'll show that I read it, but, this you know, until...
Well, I'm just... this specific person, I'm a part of her village, and so it wasn't that weird.
I got one the other day, a text. I might have blocked it, because it was so random. But it was like, you know, it was just one of those phishing ones where they're like, hey, your Amazon account, blah, 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 you know, and it's like, you could see why. And at first second I was like, oh, and then like, I was like, oh no, this is so fake, you know, but yeah. It's like, you could see why people fall victim sometimes. Cause
I keep getting texts saying your account has been hacked. And it's like, I have not had an account in at least 13 years. Like, it's not been hacked. It's been closed 13 years.
I've gotten that one before. And actually, no, that is when I fell for it. I got a text. Yeah, same thing. It's like, urgent. Your account has been closed. Call this number to get information. And I called the number and it rang once. And then I hung up. I'm like, they almost got me. And so I immediately went on to all my things and changed the passwords and whatever. Cause I don't know if they could get in with the phone call, but.
Right. It's just not worth the risk. It's too scary.
Yeah. It's
Mom.
Oh, man.
I heard that tiny little voice.
Sometimes Zoe, she's so cute. You know, she'll just be like, oh, I haven't seen Mom in 3 minutes. I wonder where she's at. Mom! You know, and then she's like, just wondering where you are.
That's cute. Keeping tabs on you.
Yeah. She's so cute. And then, like, yesterday, you know, I was going to take her to go get vaccinated. Like, Finley, she's still kind of recovering from a cold from last week. And so she didn't get vaccinated. So we, like, wore masks and went to the hospital to get her vaccine. But it was funny because Zoe, I, like, went downstairs for a second and she thought I left without her. She's like, oh, I thought you left without us. And I'm like, you know, and it's like, no, because, like, I need you to go get vaccinated. But it was just cute. She just, like, you know, she just has to kind of, oh, where are you? She's, you know, she's so cute.
That's adorable. So what else is going on with you guys?
I think if anything weird happened this week. Nobody asked me for money.
There was a huge train blocking the intersection right across from our house for like 2 hours yesterday.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, you should have seen the traffic.
It was just parked.
Cache Valley shut down.
It was like hilarious just because we were working inside the house. But yeah, it was stuck for like 2 hours.
Man.
It's a long train too.
Well, we got a lot of things to say so far this episode, but I don't think we're going in any direction here.
I'm still looking for Hank Jr.'s AirTag. If you guys want an update on that, I can hear random beeping at night in the dark outside, but I can't.
When you click the thing?
No, like it just randomly beeps. So I wonder if it has anything to do with there being an AirTag, like that Mom's phone is picking up that they know isn't attached to Mom's phone.
Hmm.
Do you know what I'm saying? Like, it's like saying, hey, BT Dubs, there's an air tag around here.
Oh, maybe.
Watch your back. I don't know, but I hear beeping, and I don't know what else it could be, but it doesn't, I don't know. So I went, like, around the yard with a flashlight because I was hoping his tag would, like, glow because it's, like, a reflective tag. It didn't. I can't find it. That thing will be the death of me.
So at what point do you just get a new one or try something else?
I don't even care about this air tag. I'm surviving without knowing where Hank goes at night, but I'm just annoyed.
Hello there. Do you follow us on Instagram? Our page is called We Don't Claim to Be Experts, all one word, on Instagram. We try to post updates, ask questions for upcoming episodes, and we post funny reels that have highlights from our most recent episodes. They also feature photos of us when we were kids. Don't forget to like our posts so we show up on your feed. Thanks, and happy listening.
It's probably a good step in the right direction. Like this, it seems like maybe he did this on purpose. Maybe he found out you were tracking him, and now he's reached the point where he must hit the world on his own, Emily. And
spread his wings. Like,
we got to cut those apron strings. isn't that what they call it? Oh man.
Yeah, that's good. I mean, so he's still it, but you don't care. He just goes out and comes back.
Yeah, I mean, he comes back. I was more worried like when we first let him loose because I didn't know what he was going to do. I'd never had a cat, let alone a cat that explores at night.
Yeah.
So.
It could get annoying, but what if you did like a motion detector? Well, I guess you have a camera inside his little house, right? That goes off when he goes in.
Yeah. So if I wake up, I'll check and see. Like two nights ago, he hung out in his condo most of the night. Uh-huh. Little heated area. But most nights, he just comes in to eat for a little bit and then he goes back out. So I call it on when he's on patrol.
Checking her out.
He has found at least one rodent. So I like looked away and I was like, Ryan, is that, you know what? And he's like, yeah. Like, didn't want to look at it, but I was like, I knew what it was, you know?
Yeah.
Anyway, yesterday I brushed my dog's teeth.
How did that go?
It was good. So it's beef flavored, kind of gross. And Dodger didn't like it, but he like put up with it. Daisy was kind of like, what is this going on? And then Dex tried to like take my finger off. So
tasted too good.
He was not having it. Oh. He was like, get your fingers out of my mouth. This is why we've never cleaned his teeth, and his teeth are horrible because he's not very nice when you try to help him. Anyway, okay.
What are we talking about today?
Last week, it just came to us. We were inspired.
Yeah. If we ever release that episode, it'll probably be for our only... Or not
only. Our only fans.
No, what is it? not the website. Just, you know, we'll send it to mom in a press release.
Our newsletter.
Our only fan.
Oh, heck.
we chatted. We just talked about Disney, you know, as normal conversations between the three of us go.
Yeah.
Or Disneyland specifically. I was curious what you guys had to say. Did you see the announcement of Avatar coming to DCA?
Yeah, that's cool.
I did not.
Yeah. It's coming. I don't know if they've announced where it will be, but they want to bring Avatar to California. And I think that's fine. I mean, I went to Disney World and got to experience it. It's fine. I mean, it's not like they don't have characters running around. You know, they don't have big avatars or whatever, the Navi, and they don't have... So it's kind of like you're just in the world, and then you experience it by going on the ride.
That's what I was imagining, kind of like you're in Star Wars Land, but there's nothing... Because Star Wars Land is like very... You feel...
Yeah.
Like you've gone somewhere.
And it did feel that way. I mean, like the way they designed like the little floating planet or not like the floating rocks and stuff. Very immersive. And the rides there, like they have one ride that's like the Navi water ride. And it's basically it's like Pirates of the Caribbean and you're going around Avatar World. A little less action though. It's kind of slow paced. But then they also have one called Flight of Passage. And it's basically Soarin', but you're riding one of the bird things from the movie.
Ooh.
And you have these glasses on.
I've always wanted to.
So instead of sitting down, you're like straddling this thing and it's in 3D and, you know, you're like, it's pretty sweet. I was surprised. But it was a tough ride. I think they had to pay for us to do, you know, it's like the whatever $30 to get a fast pass, extra fast pass thing.
Oh, yeah. The individual lightning lane.
Yeah.
I don't know. Is it called the same thing at Disney World? I think so.
It might have been. I don't know. We'd be walking around and Sherm's like, all right, I got us all this. And I'm like, okay. No pressure, but I'm glad to see we're trying it. So, yeah. I don't know. It'd be fun. It's just, I think, another one of those things of getting people excited, because there's a lot of parts in California Adventure, I think, that aren't really that exciting. I mean, people still do it, but it's, you know, not a destination for the park.
Yeah. Like over like Goofy Sky School and that area, it's not really.
I was thinking they were going to do it, you know, and I was thinking this, and then somebody that I follow on Disney or like on Twitter that does Disney park stuff also said it, but I think here's my theory. I think they're going to get rid of Grizzly Park, or like the Grizzly Mountain. Your mic's muted, Katie. Grizzly Mountain and maybe Soarin', and put the Avatar in.
I was thinking they'd put it in the new area.
They didn't confirm that. They said Avatar will be, you know, in the next couple of years.
Oh.
And so they confirmed Avatar, but they haven't confirmed the other park, because they said they're not going to do anything until they get it approved.
Yeah, that's interesting. That's a good point. I don't see them getting rid of Soarin'. I really like, but that area isn't really themed for anything. So I think that's a good guess.
Yeah. Maybe they just get rid of that whole thing. And they might have buildings there that they could probably put like Flight of Passage in, if, you know, if they want to.
Which, like, you did say that was like Soarin', so maybe.
Yeah. But yeah, but Soarin' seems like a staple, though.
Yeah.
And I feel, at least, you know, when we walked through it, it felt like Flight of Passage was a way bigger ride as far as like amount of land. And it kind of, I don't know, it just seemed like they need more area than where Soarin' is. So
my kids liked Soarin' more than I anticipated. Like, they were all over it. It was kind of cute, because I mean, at first the first time they went on it, they were scared. And then they were like, yeah, let's do it. You know, they loved it.
I remember it spooking me when I was a kid, you know, like car would like kind of go back and you kind of lean forward and stuff.
Yeah. And it was funny because, so Zoe, you know, I wanted to like comfort her if she was nervous. And so I'd like put my hand on her arm and she would like smack it away. Like, get out of here, Mom. It was so funny.
Are they small enough that they have to use the little loop that comes up?
Yeah.
Nice work, pal.
Well, I know Zoe. I'm not sure. I can't remember about Finley. I think she's short enough too. She has to use the loop.
Did they have to remove these little beauties?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, I don't know. I think it's it's cool to just see that, like Disneyland, they're just developing and they keep changing things. I'm just curious where they're going to put it. They could also put it over, like, do you think they'd get rid of Monsters, Inc. and all that area over there?
I think it would make more sense just based on, like, because there's no trees over there. Like, they'd have to, like, completely redo that area, I would think, to make it, like, more, like, earthy, and whereas the Redwood area is already established.
Very tree-y.
Can you guys hear me?
Yep.
Yeah. Did we lose your record?
No. I just don't know why this doesn't work. Anyways. This episode brought to you by...
This is an ad.
This is an ad. This portion of the... We don't...
It's sponsored.
I don't know if they can afford a whole episode. This Daisy... What's your thing? Your shop called?
Daisy Does.
This portion of the podcast is sponsored by Daisy Does.
Nobody would even be able to find it, because they wouldn't be able to spell Daisy's name. So,
thanks for sponsoring this portion of today's episode. Now back to the episode.
Yeah.
My name's Emily, and I'm selling books, and this is the portion. This is
okay. What do you?
I talked for you for
what
a second.
What do you want to talk about?
No, that was just me continuing you talking.
My
for
name's
you.
My name's Emily. I sell books.
Do you think you'd ever put them in a local store? You know, is there a local store that you find yourself selling it at?
I don't know. That seems like a lot of work.
Yeah, you're probably right. All right, never mind.
I don't know.
Sounds like a lot of work, and it sounds like it would never work.
No.
Well, it's like, I don't imagine what kind of store, you know, that it'd be popular in, where it's like, what if you did it at like one of these holidays things and have a little booth or something, and you can sell your books, and we can find other Disneyland things to sell. And
well, I have thought about.
Yeah, that's like a holiday thing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Like an expo?
No, not an expo. You know, one thing, if you ever do one of those Christmas shop at whatever it's called, you ought to have some that are like pre-packaged as presents, and then like see if people trust you enough and you just sell them those. Because I think that's the thing, like, you know, if you could buy a gift and you trust the person or whatever, they should just prepackage it for you.
Yeah.
It's a good idea, yeah.
I think that's... we've been thinking about... We Chandler and I were at dinner last night, and I want to invest in a nice printer for my photos. And we were thinking of maybe getting booths and seeing if we can sell some photos. So if we can find a way to tie in, maybe I could find more photos of Disney that I can take and we could print those and just be the Disney booth that people come for their gifts and stuff.
You go perfect.
Gifts and things.
That's cool.
I joked that I should go, you know how when you're walking, I think Ryan actually came up with this, like when you're walking to Disneyland and people are selling Croc charms, like on your way to Disneyland. Ryan joked that
that's
I should.
That's a thing?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, you put the little charms in the croc holes.
Well, I know what those are, your but there's people that sell those on their way to Disneyland.
Yeah, they got like tables of them. And then there's the fresh fruit stands, which is awesome. And then they've got like water bottle and soda people selling them. Like, and then
I'm proud of these people. Like, it's not that. It's just the fact that I didn't notice.
Oh, well, I guess that makes sense because you walk the other way. You know, you don't go straight across.
Oh, yeah, we came from like the same block as the park.
Yeah.
And then there's the bird guy.
Oh, bird guy. The parrot guy.
The what?
So it's like...
There's a bird guy. You know, and a lizard guy.
You know when you go to Vegas and there's people dressed up in costumes and you like want to take a picture with them, but then you realize that they just want you to pay them, which is fine. Like, they're making their living. That's okay. But it's kind of like that. But this guy like has birds and he just like throws them in people's hands. Like, here, hold my bird. And so we're watching and this kid, he's probably like 8 or 10. And he's like, yeah, hold my bird. Let me put my bird on your shoulder. And so he's sitting there like with this bird on his shoulder and he's all like scrunched and he's like nervous because he doesn't know what the heck the bird's going to do. And he's holding a bird laying upside down like it's dead in his hands. And he's like, have your mom take a picture. And it was just like so random. Anyway, bird guy. But Ryan says I should set up like a table and sell them as people are walking to Disneyland.
That's a good idea.
That's a good idea.
That would be fun if I could just like do it like a few weekends a year or something, you know?
It would be.
Yeah.
And just go to Disneyland the same trip.
Yeah. Like, work for a couple hours in the morning, pay for the trip.
But you also got to get the lunch
rush. Would you get in trouble?
For, like, the nap time rush?
It's probably... It's illegal to sell things at Disneyland, right?
At Disneyland?
Like, to...
I would think so.
Bet you wish you can get that autograph, don't you, kid? You're just walking around the park.
Yeah.
Would you like to buy a sundial?
What?
Yeah. Open your jacket.
Would you like to buy a sundial?
Get a...
what is that?
Hercules?
Oh, I haven't seen that movie in years. I don't.
Me either, but I remember that line for some reason. And then there's the other part. Hercules, Hercules. Just kidding, that's not from Hercules. That's from, was that Eddie Murphy movie?
Yeah, I can't remember.
Where he plays all the characters? Norbert? No. Is it? No, it's not.
Oh. So, and I have been planning a Christmas party with our cousin. So that's been kind of fun. Because I just, you know, our family's getting so big, and I just feel like it's hard to get everyone together on a holiday. It will never work, you know? But maybe if you could plan on a different day, we can get a good group of us together. Like our grandma, she's going to be 93 this year. I think she would enjoy having as many people as possible together. Plus, we had that tradition where we would do bingo on Christmas Eve with our cousins, and that was super fun. But this year, I think I'm going to have everyone bring a couple things, you know, just wrapped so you don't know what they are.
Okay. That'll be good. We're not going to be here for Christmas, so we got to figure out what we're going to do with the family.
But if you can come, great. If not, that's okay.
So, well, it'll be fun.
We need everyone there.
Well, no pressure.
I'm kind of leaning towards Saturday just because the idea for food is pizza.
Okay. Slept on pizza. Can we talk about that for a second?
You slept on pizza?
No, some pizza that gets slept on, like that's really good that people need to eat more of. Costco.
Oh, I've known this. Costco has the best pizza.
I didn't know that was a thing.
In fact, I was thinking about this week because you remember for mom's 50th birthday party, that's what dad got was take and bake pizza from Costco. And I remember I was sitting there all night long cooking pizzas.
I don't remember that.
No, it might have been just me, but there'd be sometimes I think I'd go with mom and dad to Costco and dad would go put in an order and we'd go shopping and then we'd pick up the pizza on the way out. So you guys must have just not been there. But
to be fair, not a lot of my memories involve pizza because pizza's not been very good for me. So
yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh, pizza is so good. In fact, it's funny because when I was a teenager, I set up some security questions, and one of the security questions was, "What's your favorite food?" And it was like probably 7 or 8 years later, and I had the question pop up, and I was like, "What was my favorite food 8 years ago, or whatever?" And I was so bothered, I could not think of what. I was like, "I don't even have a favorite food. Like, what could my favorite food be?" And then, like, probably within the last couple years, I was like, "It was pizza." That's what I said, was pizza.
But don't pay attention to that, scammers. It's changed now. You have to change your answers.
Now they make me have other questions, other security questions.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't get to do pizza a whole lot anymore, but the cauliflower gluten-free pizza from Costco is one of the best things I've ever had. If you guys have a chance to eat that, yeah. try it. Like, next time you go, find the cauliflower gluten-free pizza. And it's a little healthier, I think, than normal pizza. But it's kind of, it's like a...
Does it have cheese?
Yeah, there's cheese. But it's like a personal sized...
You're talking to the non-cheese girls, right?
Oh, that's right.
That's what they call us.
Have Ben try it, and Ryan.
I don't know if I could get Ben to eat it. He'd be like, "This isn't normal pizza. I can't eat it."
Tell him I'd say it's good, and then, you know, maybe he'll trust my opinion.
Probably right, actually.
It's like, I guess, maybe like it's like dad, though. Yeah, maybe it's good, but regular pizza.
So where we worked in high school, we made pizza, and we'd experiment. One of the best things was pizza pretzels.
Oh, yeah.
And then also, let's talk about pizza. I'm getting hungry.
It's a pizza podcast.
We had an employee that went to a restaurant like out of state, and then she came back and she made a peanut butter bacon pizza. It was good. I did try it back in the day, but
both Katie and I made faces.
I know.
You're both wincing. Yeah. What? Okay.
Peanut butter bacon pizza.
Yeah. Okay. And one time, okay, so I went to Portland and I got, this is weird because it's going to contradict. So I have never liked like beef or anything. So I got a veggie burger, but then I got it with bacon and peanut butter on it. And it was actually really good.
Oh.
You can get a pizza pretzel at Sam's Club now in the food court.
Finally.
Just saying.
I think you can get the gluten-free pizza vegan at the Pie, right? Can you get that vegan?
I'm sure you can, yeah.
The gluten-free crust is actually pretty good from the Pie.
Ryan likes it. He likes that it's thinner.
I know. Yeah, the Pie pizza. That's just a
loaf of bread.
You only have like half a slice. Yeah.
That pizza place we went to up here when you guys came up, they have other locations down there. I
burnt my mouth so bad on that pizza. It was boiling.
I'm sorry.
Like the skin. You know when you burn the top of the roof of your mouth and the skin just falls off?
I've never had that happen.
Yeah, I don't like that.
That's awful.
Well, try the pizza. And, you know, next time I'll be less selfish and give you a slice.
But do you want a slice of pickle pizza? There's, like, hardly any.
There's no gluten. It's just a little gluten.
Yeah.
There's no gluten.
I really did want to try it. I love dill pickles.
It looked good.
Backstory to that one. Do you want to tell the story about that one?
Oh, so everybody was up saying hi, and we went and got pizza, and Nick's gluten-free. He eats gluten-free. And...
We need to put that video out.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, continue.
We're way past 30 followers now.
I know, we're at like 34. Just kidding.
We'll just dub it with 34. Sorry.
My mom got a slice of pickle pizza, and she tried it. It was good. She asked everybody else if they wanted to try it, and Nick's like, "No, it has gluten in it." She's like, "Oh, but it's really thin.
There's just a little gluten.
Just a little gluten." Like, he'll be fine.
That was funny. I know. And I kind of go through that with, like, something, and it'll be like, "Well, you can just pick off the meat." And it's like, no, I'm not gonna, you know, just pick off the cheese or...
Me and pizza my entire life.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, so this week was National Pickle Day. It was on the 14th. Did you guys celebrate?
I didn't even know.
Oh, I did.
Why didn't you tell me?
I did buy some guy I work with a pickle Christmas ornament.
We have one of those.
I told him it could be an office decoration because he's always talking about pickles, and he had pickle cotton candy. We were just talking about it, and I was like, "Well, do you know what the 14th is?" And he's like, "Oh, I know." He's like telling me about some like festival they have back east. And
so when you hear the word pickle, where do you think of?
Pittsburgh. No, Pennsylvania. There's a pickle
festival. I was thinking garlic.
Yeah. I was thinking JJ Pickle. He was a representative from Texas.
Oh, obviously.
I'm just kidding.
That'd be a cool name.
Why? Wait, so Pickle Festival? Yeah. Do you think about that often?
When, as soon as I learned about it, it's a regular thought in my head, yeah.
The Pickle Festival? And they just celebrate pickles?
Yeah, I really want to go. It's in Pennsylvania.
Okay, there's a pickle party tomorrow at the Whaling Museum.
When? Where's that at? Is that Pittsburgh?
On my way.
Have you guys...
Cold Spring Harbor, New York.
Okay, so...
I don't think I'm gonna make it.
Don't think of like pickled cucumbers, other pickled things. What's your go-to? Do you have a favorite
cauliflower?
Really?
Yeah, I have some in my fridge right now.
Oh, man. Oh,
my mouth's watering now.
I don't think Chandler's tried
that's
that.
So good, but you can't get that spicy.
I like the pickled asparagus from Costco.
Yeah.
I think that's delish.
When I was pregnant with Finley, I hadn't told... So I told my coworker that I was pregnant because I kept having to go to the bathroom and I didn't want her thinking that I was just like trying to slack. So weird that I told my coworker before family, but I was like, don't want to.
They see you more than we did.
Yeah. And so I was like, I can't have these people thinking that I'm, just avoiding work. So anyway, but I called mom. She was coming out to see me and I was like, do you have any pickles that you could bring me? And my coworker was like, she's gonna know who calls and asks for pickles. And so mom says that she knew. And when she listens to this with her headphones on, she's gonna say, yes, I knew. I'm gonna hear. But
so that was with Zoe?
That was with Finley, my first.
Gotcha.
So
does Finley like pickles?
No, not Dill. She's like her dad, but, wow. But Zoe does. So
a little too sour.
Yeah, so
Oh, yeah. I heard that Zoe likes the pickled asparagus, too.
Yeah. And she...
But just the head of it. No, she doesn't like the head. She likes the rest of it. Right?
I could see that. I don't know for sure, but that's funny. That sounds like her. In fact, it's kind of funny. So my kids, so Zoe, I would make her pickle sandwiches is what we call them. And so it would be the vegan mayo, mustard, like a vegan cheese because she can't have dairy. And the vegan mayo tastes normal. So I just do that for everybody in the family. But anyway, and then pickles. And she would ask for that. She'd be like, I want a pickle sandwich. But now she transitioned to, she doesn't want pickles on it. She just wants cheese, mayo, and mustard. And then when we were out of cheese, she did just ask for mayo and mustard. Like, but she calls it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So my child is eating mayonnaise and mustard sandwiches, which is something we would have as kids.
Oh yeah.
That's so good.
Yeah. So that's kind of funny.
I haven't had that in a while.
Yeah. And so the reason we would do that is just like if we ran out of bologna or whatever and it's like, well, I'm not going to waste my bread.
Sometimes I just crave it.
Yeah. And so then it just turned into that was the sandwich that we would eat.
Well,
so.
I think I still do it. But like if I'm making food, I know what I want to make, sandwich. And so I like get the things out that I know that we have. And then I'm like, oh, yeah, I need to put the cheese or the meat on it. And then I go and they're like, oh, we don't have any meat. It's like when you pull, it's like cereal. You just go through the steps. You get the bowl, put the cereal in it, and then you go to grab the milk, and the milk's out.
And the milk's gone, oh, well, now, right? Yeah.
What do I do now?
Yeah.
But I'm not just going to eat. I mean, sometimes I would just eat the cereal, the dry cereal out of the thing. You got to make sure you have all of the components now that I'm an adult.
I met somebody that uses water instead of milk in their cereal.
Oh, that sounds awful.
You do that?
I met somebody that regularly does that. Like, they do it on purpose.
Good for them for not drinking milk, but also gross for us for knowing what they do.
Yeah, it just hurt my brain a little bit when I learned about it. Like, there's people like that in the world.
Wow. You're like, oh, this is too sweet. I need to water my cereal down. I don't know. I can't think of... Or maybe you're allergic to milk? I don't know.
Hmm.
They ran out... They said it started because they ran out of milk.
Mm, okay. Interesting.
And then it just...
And they still wanted cereal. Oh, man. Have you guys you heard of Topo Chico?
I like Topo Chico.
Yeah.
I like Dr. Pepper.
Yeah, but
Emily, you have to try it.
If you put black cherry Mio in it, it tastes like Dr. Pepper.
Whoa.
Today I got a blue raspberry ice with caffeine.
You're practically there with liking the sparkling water or the mineral water.
Yeah. I don't know. This tastes like a icy.
Oh, yummy.
Yesterday after I had it, I was a little like... Because I'd already had a Dr. Pepper, and then I had this on top of it. So I was a little like, hey.
Oh, yeah, those have caffeine.
Yeah, Kramer. This has 70 milligrams.
Mm. The little, the top hole on that can is barely open, Emily.
Yeah, I just barely sip it.
I cracked that thing open all the way.
No, I...
release the river.
Slides down your gullet easier. Yeah.
I don't know. And I don't, this is weird. So I also, if there's like just a tiny bit left in like a can or a bottle, I don't like to drink it. Cause it's flat.
Yeah,
it
me
seems
either.
Gross. Like,
well, and like at that point, if you forget that there's a little bit in there too, for even
yeah,
just 10 minutes,
yeah, there wasn't enough there to sustain the chill.
Ask Chandler about my sip of water that I leave in every single can.
Really?
my sip of drink. Yeah. I never finish it.
Yeah, I can't do it.
But Chandler is weird. This is probably like the crate. It's kind of icky. Probably would hate that I mention this. But Chandler will open a Diet Coke and she won't finish it that night, and then the next day she'll finish it.
I don't think it's that bad.
Ben does that too.
I mean, I wouldn't do it, but it's like Granny.
I'm judging her.
But it's like Granny. She'll drink a Pepsi over a few days. It's like, oh, that thing's so flat. And then Dad doesn't like the fizz either, so he drinks flat Coke. But he like pours it over ice.
I overcarbonate my Soda Stream.
Yeah.
Oh, I go crazy.
I do six times in that bad
boy.
Yeah,
I go crazy carbonation. Give me them bubbles.
Have you been enjoying your Soda Stream?
Oh yeah. I haven't been needing to do this, but yesterday we had to get a Topo Chico. We had a work party, and so people that I work with also like Topo Chico, so I went all out for them. But I usually had just been drinking stuff from the Soda Stream.
That's awesome.
Yeah, we still don't know who gave it to us. So if you guys have any ideas.
Wasn't I. I just gave one to my father-in-law.
Oh, does he like little fizzy water?
He likes soda.
Oh yeah, he likes root beer too.
So we gave him a Soda Stream for his birthday.
Gotcha. Yeah, I really enjoyed mine. We'll keep it. I wish you can get a bigger bottle. Do they make bigger bottles where you put the water in to fizz it up? Or is it just the one size bottle?
So there's a liter that comes with it typically. And then there's a half a liter, which is the smaller bottles.
Yeah.
They're like that big.
I want a bigger bottle.
And they have a bigger one that's 1 liter.
Does the fizz...
You can probably find them.
Does the fizz stay like a normal soda or does it leave...
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
The lid is certain. Like it has like this different kind of seal on it. So
yeah,
I learned... When you get a dishwasher, don't put them in the dishwasher. They say they're dishwasher safe, but they melt. And that's scary when you're using high pressure things.
Hmm. Yeah, ours will stay for a week, stay fizzy. I mean, it's not like the same fizzy than when we first did it, but...
How long does your canister last? Don't you have a canister for it?
Yeah.
So I tested this because, like, I need to know how expensive this is going to be if I, like, go all in on this.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So I was like, well, I'm just going to use it as much as I want to use it and see. And it lasted about a month.
Ours is still going.
How much are they?
They're 30.
That's not bad.
For like brand new one. If you're exchanging, if you're taking in an empty one and getting a new one, it's only
50. Where do you exchange them?
At Best Buy.
Wait, where?
Best Buy.
Oh.
Whoa, that's crazy. Recycle? Why wouldn't you do that every time?
That's good. That's one of the hardest things about, like, I feel guilty about how much waste there is. And, you know, like Like, it gives me anxiety.
I can't think about it too long.
Yeah, like, it gives me anxiety. Like, holidays give me anxiety because I know that I'm just going to get more stuff. And a lot, most of the time, it's great stuff. You know, it's not that I don't want it. It's just, like, but thinking about not knowing what you're going to be getting and thinking about just more stuff in your life.
Hmm. Like, where it's going to go.
And... Yeah, and, like, finding places for new things that you didn't anticipate. Like, anyway, but there's a lot of waste, and like I've been saving my, we talked about this before, but I've been saving my glass bottles to recycle, and it's like, it's another weight on my mind, because it's one more thing I have to do, you know, in my mind, but it's like, it's also nice to take that out of my mind, that I'm not throwing that just to the landfill.
I like when recycling glass bottles that you can chuck them in the bin and just try to break them as much as you can. Very therapeutic. Super loud. Very nice.
The terrazzo that's made from glass. Have you seen that terrazzo flooring? So they take recycled glass, they crunch it all up, and then they put it in like a cement and they make a floor. There's a family friend of my in-laws that does that for countertop. And so someday that'll be our countertops is a bunch of broken glass.
Sounds sharp.
Polish, so it's not scary.
Have we ever talked about earth ships?
No. I don't feel like that's the same topic.
What is an earth ship?
Here's a good segue. You've never looked up earth ships?
Hold on.
What in the hell are earth ships?
Okay, so
do I need to Google this?
Oh, earships.
They're really cool.
Earth
ships.
Earth ship. Oh, Chandler told me about these.
Yeah, I would, that would be like a dream. It seems unrealistic. It seems crazy. That would be so cool. I would love to live in an Earth ship.
Yeah, I like all the windows.
But they use glass bottles to make walls. So they'll like stack them up and then like put like cement. So it is related, but it's kind of crazy. But
you should just move to Logan and you could easily find a place to do that.
But they make them out of tires, old tires, which is cool because we go through so many and they just, you know, it's a waste. And they use, like, aluminum cans and all sorts of cool stuff. I think Earthships are awesome. Back to you, Katie.
This portion of the podcast is brought to you by Earthships. Earthships.
What it made me think of is, like, that, the, like, alternate burial option. Oh. Where, like, you just decompose under a tree and then they put you in the ground and you feed the tree.
Which is cool, but it also, like, I can't think about it too long. Kind of like, you know, it's like I love it, but I also, it's like, I don't like bugs, so I can't think about it.
I'm gonna be hydromated. Hydromated? Is that how it is? Like hydro, it's like cremation.
So they make you into water?
Water.
I'm not drinking that.
Yeah. So like your body just like hangs out in some water or with a little bit of solution in it.
That's a fun.
No shade to anybody that does it or anything, but
it's a lot better for the environment than cremation.
I love that. Cremation is what I love that.
But it's not good for the air that we breathe.
I had to look up. Yeah. Chandler told me about this thing called a cob house, It's like a mud house or something. They like use hay and mud and we found a couple videos of people that did it in Colorado. Kind of a cool idea, but they do the same thing if they put the bottles inside the walls to help with lighting, natural lighting.
They look like little mushrooms.
Do they?
Have you searched Cobb House?
Earthships also have like a greenhouse, which I think is so cool.
That is cool.
Like, and that helps like regulate the temperature. So you have like a berm behind it, and the berm, like, that's where you get your water from for your house, and then also is like your air conditioning because you've got these metal pipes that are running through the dirt and it cools your house and insulates it and stuff.
Would like an underground house. I want tunnels, you know, nice and cool. Cement, little cement up on the top just to get in the house. Then you go underground. You just hang out underground.
You are dad's son.
Cement, a little bit of cement.
I think if you bury deep enough, it should be. I think, how many feet is it you have to go underground? 6 feet? And then it's just like the same temperature all year round. I mean,
you're not really going to need an air conditioner as long as you have a big tree over the top of it.
You may have some spiders.
There's a lot of spiders underground. Yeah.
I just think there's a lot of spiders.
So it says ground temperatures, a depth grade. We are just so informational. We're educational and informational. The ground temperature at depths greater than 10 feet remains relatively consistent throughout the year. At a depth of 10 feet, the average ground temperature is 75 degrees in the summer and 75, and there's like digits that are very similar in winter.
I don't know. After living for 4 years in a half basement, like we were only like half in the ground, I could never do that again.
We went to this cave up by Bear Lake and
Minnetonka.
Yeah, and it stays the same temperature all year round.
It's a cool cave.
It was cool. It was cool. It was literally cool. And it was just the perfect. If I could live in a cave, caves are kind of scary to live in. There's bats and stuff, but also kind of just scares me that, like, if ever an earthquake happens, what the heck's going to go on in there?
There's a place in, I don't know if it's Utah or Arizona. Utah, Arizona, but you can stay in a cave.
Oh, like, yeah.
It's a hotel that you sleep in.
I've seen that.
In a cave, like down below ground. You have to take an elevator to get to it down below ground.
Yeah, and it's open. It's like the bedroom right in the center of it.
Yeah.
When we went to Yosemite, we stayed in a house that was built like on rock. So it was like the walls were rock. What? And it was kind of interesting. So they just like built That's it really around cool. like the natural formation of the rock. Yeah, it was expensive. Cool. And I remember the sinks were copper. That's all I remember. There was rock in the house and the sinks were copper.
Did the house rock?
It was very rockable.
Is that Finley laughing at it? Now I'm just looking at destinations. Do you guys ever want to go down to Moab with me? Just hang out? Would you ever do that?
Not in the summer, but yeah.
Yes. June is awful. Just if you want
to
know.
I want to take you guys to Hole in the Rock. I think we've talked about it before. Have we talked about Hole in the Rock?
Yeah.
Okay.
Probably.
Yeah, let's make that happen, Captain. And I want to have a secret camera and maybe we could just have like secret microphones of us walking around because
that'd be fun.
I think about that place often.
We should go.
Yep. So.
Want to do it this summer? Or no?
I'll go anytime but summer.
Anywhere but the summer.
Spring?
I don't care.
What's the weather like? Let's do this next year if you can.
Okay, I'll see you next year.
Okay, see you next year.
Okay, bye. Yeah.
Is that it?
Oh, are we done?
I don't know.
Okay, all right.
Good,
see ya.
Good talk.
Peace out. Remember who you are. Bye.
Okay, bye.
Goodbye. Yeah,